Well, good morning. Welcome to each one of you. It's good to see each one of you here, and it's good to be back home again. We had a good trip and good holidays, but it is always good to be back home with your own people. Before I get started and forget, I want to thank you, too, for the offering last Sunday. Bless you for that. We appreciate that. This morning's message... I'm not sure. I have a message title, and I feel like I should subtitle it The Tip of the Iceberg or something similar to that, because I feel like I'm just barely going to scratch the surface on this topic. But the title of the message is Living Life with a Purpose. And, of course, naturally, my mind went to the new year and starting out a new year and, I don't know, just all the things that brings with it. It's just another year, but it also is looked at as a clean slate, a fresh start, and then just kind of, you know, what we can do personally to purpose to be intentional, to not just let this next year get away from us. It's kind of the mindset I was going with here. And just to be clear, I did offer Harley my notes so that we could follow the bulletin, and I told him I did all the work for him. All he has to do is read it, but he didn't take me up on that, so I guess we'll just do it this way. So living life with a purpose. I'm going to start out with an illustration, and it's kind of backwards. I'm actually going to end the message with the scripture. I just wasn't quite sure how to tie it all in, and so we're going to do things a little backwards, but there will be scripture at the end. So many years ago, there was a Scotsman, and he was demonstrating a new game that was called golf to the president back then, who was Ulysses S. Grant. He carefully placed the ball on a tee, and as the president stood nearby and watched, the Scotsman took a mighty swing. The club hit the dirt and scattered dirt all over the face and the beard of the president, but the ball sat on the tee, still untouched. He took another more determined swing, and again he missed. The president patiently watched and waited through another six tries, and then he remarked, "There seems to be a fair amount of exercise in this game, but I fail to see the purpose of the ball." It kind of brought out a point to me, you know, how many times do we go through life and we are just flailing wildly? You know, how many times do we feel like that Scotsman, how he must have felt? You know, you give your all, you swing with gusto, and you get so little results to show for all you put into it. So my aim for this is hopefully a little bit, a couple different angles would be for those that have trouble finding their purpose in life, hopefully we can simplify it a little bit and help you gain some assurance in that. And also for those that are so busily chasing after their tail trying to keep up with life, maybe can show you a different side of purpose where it can help us focus a little bit. But it's easy to get stuck in the rat race of life, and we busily hustle here and there and everywhere. We don't have much time or energy to spare, and we feel less accomplished when we get to the end of the day than we did when we first started. And I'd love to share a secret potion or secret tip that would kind of help you to be able to escape the busyness of life. I don't think that's realistic, and I don't think it's anything we need to chase after. It's a fact. It's the way things are sometimes. But I want to help us be able to focus a little bit on how we can be intentional, how we can live our lives in the next year, in the coming years, with a purpose. So, of course, with it being New Year's, I thought of, like, resolutions and how that... I think it's still a thing. I don't know. I don't hear it talked about as much as I used to, but I feel like it's still a thing. I never really got into it, I guess, making a resolution per se, but I often do try to make a goal that I work towards in the coming year, just something personally that I want to work on or strive for. And I think there are still large numbers of people in general that make a resolution. But But I think we all would say that it seems like a lot of times it's kind of a short-lived thing. You know, a lot of times you're on fire for it, you're passionate about it when you first make the decision for whatever resolution you're deciding to go for, and it doesn't take long, and either the fire starts to dim or the energy behind it gets a little bit less, whatever the case may be. But I found some research online. I think it looks like the resolutions normally fail within 2 to 3 months of when they were decided on. So I think there's multiple reasons for that. I think maybe one main reason is that it's not something that you can just flip a switch, push a button, and the change occurs. It takes constant, continual effort. It takes work. You have to be consistent. And a lot of times people hope it would happen quickly and easily, and it doesn't happen that way. Another reason, maybe they're too scattered and they try to make 10 resolutions and they overwhelm themselves and they just find it easier to give up than it would be to focus on one or two things. So either way, a lot of times when we make a resolution, we fail to follow up on it. It's just the way we are too many times. I think living with a purpose is a lot the same way. We really struggle with this from time to time, and I think there's reasons for it. I think a lot of it is just because we're humans. But we tend to struggle when we have to focus and be intentional. We may not like to live in chaos. We may not like the frenetic pace of things in our lives, but sometimes it's easier just to put up with it than it is to actually make a change. And as much as we want to see order in our lives, sometimes it's easier just to float along and keep our head above water and exist than it is to actually make the effort to make a change. And it's easy to get stuck in that. It's easy to be a rut where we are simply existing. But God made us for more than simply existing. And we have to remember that. There is a higher purpose for each one of us. And that's what I want to look at today. Because ultimately, we can find fulfillment, we can find freedom when we determine to live differently, when we determine to live to follow God's plan and purpose for our lives. So I'm going to look at the word purpose actually can be used a couple different ways. And I'm going to look a little bit at both of them. The first one is basically a plan, an intention, a goal, something we aim for, and that's in the form of a noun. And I would picture that or describe that as God's plan, God's will for our lives. That's a purpose. It's also used as an action with intention to accomplish something that we're aiming to achieve a goal. And I would say that is a verb form, and that is what we actually do. That's our part. So it seems like it's pretty important to know what our purpose is if we're going to be able to live with a purpose. We need something to aim for. So that's kind of the way I'm using the word. I think it's natural for everyone to want to find a purpose in life. I don't care if you're a Christian, non-Christian. Everybody has the desire, the need to feel needed, to feel important, to feel value in some way. And I think having a purpose is what keeps us going. If you lose your purpose, you're going to tend to be discouraged. It can actually lead you to be empty, to lose hope. And that's a bad place to be at. So we all live and strive for having a purpose in our life, to feel like we have a purpose. So having said that, I think we all have a choice what we can base our purpose on, what we can center it around. And I think what we determine to base it on is going to ultimately decide what freedom or what bondage we will find as a result. we talked a lot about this in Sunday school, with the material things that you can sometimes get wrapped up in. And if you find your purpose in material things, whether it be fame, money, possessions, your job status, you name it, you're going to base your drive, your goal, your purpose on that. It's going to be a constant struggle to maintain that, because you have to maintain it. That's what you need in your life to be your security blanket, whatever you want to call it, to be your purpose. And if you lose it, then what happens? Your purpose is gone. And it can show you quickly how shallow it can be. You don't want to get to a place where you base it solely on that, because you're going to lose hope. Because those things will change at the very least. And there's times in life where we would say they can be taken away completely. So we can also base our past, or We can base our purpose on our past. And what I mean by that is we can allow our past to define us. You know, there might be hurts in our past. There might be guilts from previous choices we've made. There might be anger, resentment, whatever it is. And we can use that as our driving force to get us through life. And we can call that basically what would be centering our purpose on. But those things only create bondage. There's no freedom that's found in that. There's no joy. There's no peace. And when we choose to do that, we suffer. And we also cause those around us to suffer. And if you choose either one of those things, it's going to only create tension and stress. And it's going to be very difficult to find any joy or satisfaction. And if you do, it's going to be very, very short-lived, very temporary. So let's contrast that. If we choose to center our purpose on God and His principles, we can find rest, we can find fulfillment, we can find peace, we can find freedom. Because the fact that we're serving and following Him and His plan for us can allow us to live our lives intentionally and with a purpose. We don't have to strive to maintain our earthly kingdom, because we are building towards and working towards a heavenly kingdom. Sounds pretty simple. Why do we struggle so much? I think sometimes we just simply need to focus a little differently. You know, sometimes I think we get stuck chasing our own tail, so to speak, trying to find our purpose. You know, our purpose might seem like something that's an abstract object out there somewhere. I just got to look a little harder and I'll find it. I got to keep working a little harder to get there, and I'll get there. We keep looking, we keep hoping. Maybe someday we'll get there. Maybe someday we'll find it. And then we can rest, because we'll be in the place that we're supposed to be. I don't know, maybe sometimes we just simply get the word confused with the goal. Maybe it's something as simple as that. Maybe we make it too complicated. Is our purpose really something that's so hard to understand? I don't know. Maybe we just make it too much of a thing to grasp. Whatever the cause might be, I think it can be frustrating, it can be disheartening, and there are times where we can struggle with the feeling that we're not really doing what we were meant to do, that we're not really fulfilling God's plan for our lives because of where we're at or the situation we find ourselves in. So I'd like to look at God's purpose, what that looks like, and I don't know. I guess I tend to think simply. I try to break things down where I can understand it, maybe into bite-sized pieces. And I don't want to oversimplify it. I think it is really simple, but I think it's also hard to define, if that makes any sense. It's hard to know where to start and stop, because our purpose is simple. But it goes a long ways, and it keeps going. So let's start at the very beginning. We were put here on this earth by a loving creator, okay? God gave us I'm sorry, skipped ahead. So we're intended to have a loving relationship with our Creator. We are supposed to do His will and follow His plan for our lives. We are to have an impact on those that He places around us, that He brings into contact with us. And now, out of our love for Him, we can grow in our knowledge and we can learn more about Jesus, about our God, and we can grow to be more like Him. As we do that, we develop more of His characteristics. We put on the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, as we allow the Spirit to lead us and guide us. That brings glory to God as we reflect His love to those around us. And then our purpose also involves serving others, which ultimately is us serving God as He intended. You know, if you think about it, we're all different, but we all have the same purpose. It looks different. God uses us differently, but we all have the same purpose. We're made to serve. God gave us all unique gifts. Every one of us has a different spiritual gift in some way, shape, or form that He's blessed us with. He gave us unique talents and abilities. And I don't care what you say, you do have a talent, you do have an ability. If you look hard enough, God gave you something. Don't say He didn't. We have different personalities. We have different ways of relating with each other. We have different strengths and weaknesses. We have different passions and interests. And every one of those things makes us different, but it does not make us better or worse, so to speak, than each other. These strengths, these weaknesses, these differences, they can all be used to complement each other and work towards serving other people. So if you think about it, the way God made you might make it easier for you to relate to someone that has a need than I can. You may be able to connect with somebody easier than I can just because of how you are made, how you communicate, whatever it might be, different gifts you have. But then on the flip side, I might be able to do something that you can't do as well. So none of us have an excuse because we all are important. And that brings me to another part of serving. Another part of our purpose is through church work. There's a big value in community. And as God's people, we need community. We need relation with other people to keep us focused on our purpose. So church work is important. And even though you're not all called to be teachers or preachers or trustees or whatever, everyone has a gift that they can use. And every person is important. You know, we need somebody to handle the finances. We need people to handle the maintenance and the upkeep. Maybe someone enjoys administrative work. Maybe someone enjoys child care. Whatever it might be, don't say that you can't be an asset to the church, to the group. There's a part for everyone to play. So, like I said before, it's simple. Why is it so hard? It's if I could boil it down to just a nutshell, I would say we were made to serve God. Okay? Our purpose is to serve God and to serve others, not ourselves. And sometimes it's harder to serve in our own homes, in our own communities, than it is if we were to go out somewhere. I think if you've been on a mission trip, you can kind of relate to what I mean. It's really easy to get fired up and go and just totally go all in and serve when you're away and when that's your focus. And that's great. That's good. I would encourage everyone to do that. But don't lessen or overlook the value of serving right here in the small ways. Right where God has you today, right where God has you right now. They both have a value, but more times than not, this is where you're going to be spending most of your time, is with these people right here. So don't overlook